escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
That they're shooting against? Coolest experience ever.
That's like, remember when Brady went to Tampa and he was down on the fields there at like local high schools and high school receivers would just show up and Brady would throw to them before like all the restrictions let up and stuff like that, and their teammates were, they were violating rules about meeting and stuff like that. Man, that would be pretty sweet to see McDavid, Draisaitl show up to your event, whether it's like your ball hockey league or your deck hockey league or, of course, on the ice. But I imagine those guys, could you imagine being the goalie just trying to make stops on McDavid? He's just putting
If you make one save, that is the highlight of your life that you're bragging about until you pass.
You're making sure that your buddies are videoing it.
Have you ever had an experience going against, maybe not that level, because there's very few Connor McDavids and Leon Draisaitls, but at least a high-level athlete unexpectedly?
So Ryan Murphy was the former Pitt basketball player during, I think it was part of the Kevin Stallings era. There was a basketball league in South Park that we played in for a year that our guy Kevin ran. And he showed up, Murphy did, for like 4 weeks. And we would play against like, Ryan Murphy was in the league, and he would actively drop like 25 points. And I don't know if his team won the championship or not. That was probably the closest encounter I've ever had to, you know, like a significant athlete that I've gone up against. And other than playing horse with Jalen Lowe and Biba Cummings.
Well, you had Megan McConnell, too.
And Megan McConnell.
She's a professional. WNBA. Yeah, I remember back in my high school days, I would play up at Boyce Park in Plum, and I don't know if you remember this name or not. Drew Schifino was up there playing. Yeah. He's a dude who averaged 20-plus points in the Big East.
Jalen Hood-Schifino was supposed to go to Pitt and ultimately did not.
Ended up with the Lakers in the NBA. Hadn't really panned out,
First round pick. Part
of one of the biggest trades in NBA history. So that was one. When I went to Penn State, some of the basketball players would get run during the offseason.
Yeah.
And so we would get a chance to play with them a little bit. You could tell they weren't trying too much, but it was still cool. So those kind of stand out for me. But again, to have Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, that is a once-in-a-lifetime moment that those guys will never, ever forget.
Last one, Sean. What's the best of the rest?
Okay. Do you know who John Oliver is?
The comedian?
Yes.
Yes.
So he decided, I guess, months ago to volunteer his services to rebrand a minor league baseball team. Have you heard about this at all?
No.
He said if there's any minor league baseball teams that want me to help them rebrand, he volunteered his services. Do you know what the winning team was? It's not far from here.
The what's the Mahoning Valley Scrappers?
No, it's
in Ohio.
I might have wrote this down wrong. Is it the Erie Sea Wolves?
I've heard of the Erie Sea Wolves. Yes.
Well, you're not going to hear about the Erie Sea Wolves for the foreseeable future. John Oliver and his crew have rebranded them as the Erie Moon Mammoths.
The Moon Mammoths?
Yes, they have a new mascot. They're purple now. Would you have any interest? Not that Erie's that far, but certainly if you were even closer to it, Would you have any interest in checking this out? I know you're going to be Googling right now to see how cool this logo is. Do you like the idea of kind of, I don't think this is a permanent thing. It might just be maybe the rest of the season, but it seems like a pretty cool idea. And I know their first game is already a sellout.
The Moon Mammoth looks like Grimace.
It definitely has Grimace vibes to it.
It looks like Grimace, except does it have tusks? The mammoth has some tusks. Huge eyes on this mammoth. Oh, man. You know, 2020 vision indeed for this mammoth. Yeah, the logo is actually pretty cool. A mammoth, big tusks, sitting on an actual moon. There's like a little globe circular thing behind the mammoth as well. Like, they have the mammoth underwater. Like, is that like a helmet for the mammoth?
Well, it's in Erie. I guess it makes sense, right? You're right by the lake there.
I guess. Yeah, I'd be curious about getting a shirt for the Moon Mammoths.
You would think that they're going to have some like cool stuff at the games, too, with this mascot, right? They're going to be doing all sorts of fun things because they know all eyes are on this team for the next handful of weeks.
So I guess they played the first game on Saturday, it says.
As their new version.
As the new version of the Moon Mammoths. So if you looked up the standings right now, does it say Moon Mammoth, or does it say...
I guess it seems like they're pretty committed to doing this, I think, at least for the rest of the season. So maybe they've gone all in on changing every aspect of their organization.
I'm sure some of our listeners in Erie on the text line can chime in a little bit more on what's going on. But John Oliver, changing the Seawolves to the Moon Mammoths, they win up in Erie.
Maybe it's something they end up doing every year now.
What would they rebrand the Washington Wild Things too, or let's take the Greensboro Grasshoppers, for example.
Oh, that's a good question. What would they make the grasshopper? Cool.
If you had to name a team, what would it be?
The City Limits Expressway.
I don't think anybody wants that publicity out there. Nobody would show up to the game. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mostly sunny today and a high of 81. That's Jesse James. All right, up next. What are the top things that you are looking out for, that I am looking out for, that we are all looking out for as camp begins on Wednesday? Just a couple of days away, and the first practice open to the public in Latrobe will be on Thursday. I'll give you my list, and we'll hear from you at 412-928-9370 as well. Austin Bechtold in for Joe and Bob. It's the Pomp and Joe Show on the Fam. So ESPN put out a ranking of all 32 teams and projecting their starting lineups and ranking the best rosters in the NFL. I expected the Philadelphia Eagles to be one. They're actually two. The number one roster, according to ESPN, in the NFL is the Baltimore Ravens. Kind of surprised by that. Like, they've built up a significant team in Baltimore, both sides of the ball, no doubt about it. I mean, Lamar is great. Derrick Henry is great. Their receiving core, they added DeAndre Hopkins, but he's past his prime. I don't think Rashad Bateman is great. Zay Flowers, good receiver. Mark Andrews and Likely, good two tight ends. Their offensive line is solid. They did change some things up a little bit on the right side of their line. But defensively, their defensive line has always been solid with Matt Ibike, Roquan Smith in the middle with Trenton Simpson, young linebacker. In their secondary, they added Jair Alexander to go with Kyle Hamilton, another year for Malachi Starks, their former first-round pick, and Nate Wiggins was also a high draft pick. They bring back mostly their entire defense while also adding in Jair Alexander. Surprised they had that over the Eagles. Dominant roster that did lose some pieces, especially on defense. But the question is, where do the Steelers rank on this list?
Can I guess?
I would love you to, Sean, and you put that one on a tee for me to ask.
Okay, since you asked.
Where do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers in total roster, again, with the highest paid defense, you expect their defense to have some capabilities to it and probably be able to catapult them high up the list.
All right, I've got it.
Where are the Steelers?
I'll give a slight little window here.
Okay.
They're between 14 and 16, right in the middle.
They are not. You are too positive on the Steelers. ESPN is a lot more negative. ESPN has the Steelers with the 19th best starting lineup in the NFL.
So Mike Tomlin will get even more credit if they go above 500.
If they go 9-8, the Tomlin apologists will be in the streets parading like the 0-16 Browns through right around their stadium. They will be so pumped. Mike Tomlin has done so much with so little. Despite having T.J. Watt's a Hall of Famer, Cam Hayward's a Hall of Famer, Minka was on that track, and Aaron Rodgers on your team, and D.K. Metcalf on your team.
That seems kind of low to me. I'm surprised.
Darius Slay and Ramsey, and sure, you might say it's a bunch of names at this point. I don't think it's the Arizona Cardinals retirement home that they had with Emmitt Smith, and you know Kurt Warner could still play, but a lot of guys, didn't J.J. Watt go to Arizona? Like
he did.
At the very end of their career, a lot of the time you see players go to Arizona where they don't have much left in the tank. Steelers are 19th. Biggest strength, ESPN says, edge rusher, T.J. Watt. Alex Highsmith. Nick Herbig took a step. Biggest weakness, offensive tackle. With Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu, big questions. Obviously, Faltanu played just 49 snaps before hurting his knee. Broderick Jones goes to the left side. That'll be significant. And I always wonder, like, these lists in the national media, they see Dan Moore get, what, 4-72, 4-82 million, whatever it was. And the national media immediately thinks, oh, well, they lost Dan Moore. Dan Moore was so important to that line. Look what he got in Tennessee. If you watch 17 games of Dan Moore, you'd be completely fine saying, yeah, you know, let him go. Let Tennessee overpay for him. That's fine. We'll pass on Dan Moore. Never reached his potential. My dad, who's listening right now, always thought Dan Moore would make the Pro Bowl. He told me every year, Dan Moore will make the Pro Bowl.
Maybe he will, just not
maybe
in a Steelers uniform.
In Tennessee.
Like Dotson.
Okay, it's not that big of a loss for Dan Moore.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Four. X factor for the Steelers, the secondary. The Steelers' recipe for success is a passable offense with an elite defense. Regarding the latter, the pass rush is fully there. The questions are in the secondary. Can Ramsey and Slay play like their younger selves? Joey Porter Jr., the penalties. And Juan Thornhill, can he be an adequate replacement for Minkah? If the answer is all three, as yes, then the Steelers will be dangerous. Then why are they 19th? Like, are there that many detractors of Aaron Rodgers? They also point out non-starter to know as Roman Wilson, listing the three wide receivers as DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin, and Robert Woods. On paper, they also list Cole Holcomb instead of Peyton Wilson as a starting linebacker. I don't agree with that. On paper, I feel like this is a team roster-wise that is right around 12, 13, 14. Now, when you factor in the coaching that they have and the question marks there and the question marks on the offensive line that bring that ranking down, I still don't see where 19 is the case, where the Steelers are ranked lower than the Cowboys coming off of a 6-win season where they, a lot of questions about the coach. Their offensive line has reinvented itself a little bit, but their secondary, Malik Hooker's fine, Pittsburgh guy. Donovan Wilson, we'll see. But like Elam, he was a bust with, what, the Ravens, former first-round pick? Trayvon Diggs, sure, he has a ton of interceptions, but he can't really cover. Their linebackers are fine. Their defensive line is not that solid outside of Micah Parsons. The Cardinals rank better in their starting lineup than the Steelers. The Cardinals at 17.
There's a lot of
That's
people.
That's ridiculous.
A lot of people saying they might be the favorite in the NFC West.
The Chargers are 16. The Bears at 15. I mean, do you trust the Bears lineup better than the Steelers
they
lineup?
They must be pretty high on new coach means new results for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, but we're talking about projected starters. So I guess that
Well, so I'm saying they're I think maybe looking at Williams for a big breakout year.
14, Green Bay Packers. A lot of this, I think, is just based on the quarterback and how you feel about the quarterback. Like, Green Bay's got a ton of receivers. I like Josh Jacobs. Jordan Love is good. Their line is fine. Their defense, pretty solid. I could be sold on the Packers. Houston's 13, Tampa Bay's 12, Minnesota's 11. I agree Minnesota's better than San Francisco. Then you get into, like, the real heart of the best starting lineups, projected lineups. But I feel like the Steelers should be higher than Dallas. They should be higher than Arizona. And I would probably still give you the Chargers. So I think the Steelers probably right around that 14 to 16 range. I think I could be sold. The Bears too. They should be right in that mix. So that kind of surprises me, Sean.
Yeah, I wonder, do they put a lot more weight into their expectations for the quarterback? Because that's sort of how the NFL works, right? If you have a great quarterback, you're probably going to be a pretty good team, even if you're not elite around him. If you have a lousy quarterback, rarely does it work, even if you're in a really good spot at most other positions. So maybe their thought is Rodgers is a below-average starting quarterback this year, and it's going to be hard to overcome that. But I think if you look at the other positions, I would say the Steelers are probably worst-case scenario average, if not what I would lean towards is slightly above average.
So don't you think, though, so they put three wide receivers. Don't you think they have to change the category with, like, wide receiver slash tight end to be able to factor in, like, Jonnu
Pass
Smith?
Pass catchers, yeah.
Like, Jonnu Smith is not on this list as projected starters. I think if you line them up right now on the first snap of the game, Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith are going to be out there with Metcalf and Calvin Austin, and Robert Woods will not be on the field. So you have to take that into account. Like, they put a nickel corner in. They put an extra corner in defensively. They put Ramsey, Porter, and Slay, and they put two running backs. So why not have two tight ends? Because that's what factors in with the Steelers, with Jonnu Smith, whatever. But that gets me into my main point, the five things that I'm most looking out for right now going into camp. And number one is Broderick Jones at left tackle. That is the main question. And you might say, oh, well, like obviously Aaron Rodgers is a huge factor, and that's what I have number two. DK Metcalf, Aaron Rodgers, their relationship, how is it built? How does Rodgers form a relationship with Calvin Austin? He looked like him and Ben Skowronek were having fun throwing alley-oops in the basketball court in Malibu.
Well, that means Skowronek's going to be a Pro Bowler this season then.
Hey, like Cavalli said, you cannot win without Ben Skowronek. You can't be a really good team without Ben Skowronek and win meaningful games and unleash hell in December.
That's not the most controversial thing he said today. I'll leave it at that.
What else did Cavalli say?
I'm not going to repeat it.
He's listening right now.
People could go back and listen to Crowley and Nicholas Callis were aghast at what they thought Cabali was talking about and for a couple segments.
Callis might have put it out there on social media as well. There might be a social media video on Callis's Twitter. So Broderick Jones at left tackle. This season, in large part, is going to go the way that Broderick Jones helps take them to. Why? Well, obviously Jones can help significantly in the running game, but pass protection, you have to protect Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's a statue, but he also can't move that well back there anymore. He's 41. It is good that he's another year removed from the Achilles injury, but this is going to be the year to find out about Broderick Jones. He's back at his natural position. He played it right for the first 2 years. They thought, well, you know, show some versatility. Dan Moore can't move. He has to play left. That's the only position that he can play. Broderick Jones, this is make or break for him. Is he a bust? Is he someone that the Steelers can depend on? You're back where you're comfortable. You have a year to be able to prepare. You didn't start much at Georgia, but the raw talent, I should say, is there for Broderick Jones. That's what I'm keeping an eye on the most. I want to see Jones against TJ Watt, move Watt around, and how Broderick is able to compete. Because he practiced against Watt a lot. What is it like on the left side, and what's it ultimately going to be like once we get into regular season games, and how does he pass protect? Because last year, he just frankly was not good. Metcalf and Rodgers, how do they mesh? Rodgers and Freiermuth seem like they have a good relationship off the field. How does that continue? Also, Jaylen Warren and Caleb Johnson as number three. Johnson, I think, is somebody who is just going to continue to work his way into the fold. He was a significant part of the offense at Iowa. Now, you know, Iowa really can't throw the ball. They're a running team. They depend on defense. If they can win the game like 12-3.
Or 6-4.
Or 6-4. They go in a 6-3 game and just kick a couple field goals. They love it. 12 games last year for Caleb Johnson. He led the Big Ten in rushing yards with over 1,500 yards and 21 touchdowns. 21 touchdowns. Sean, the previous 2 years combined, he had 9. And he had 21 as an All-American running back. As a guy that fell to the third round, you know, not the biggest back. He was 8th in the nation, though, in all-purpose yards. He's 6 foot, 212 pounds. He's somebody who I think is going to be able to provide a little bit of a thunder and lightning with Jaylen Warren. Like Johnson, a lot of the knocks on him was, well, what's his speed like? He didn't run necessarily well at the combine, but his like next-gen stats speed, like on the field, was a 2.4 he ran at like a 60-yard touchdown that he had. So he has good game speed. Might not be there
a
in the 2.4? 40. Or might have been a 4.4.
Okay, I was going to say he's redefining speed.
A 2.4, he's like, you know, Usain Bolt on
an actual cheetah.
A cheetah. He is Usain Bolt on significant steroids. He ran about a 4.4. Thank you for the correction on that.
You know, the thing about Johnson, regardless of, you know, the measurables, even before the draft took place, frequently we heard that he's a guy that will fit with the Steelers.
Yeah.
So I think that's important. Assuming that all those people who said that beforehand turn out to be proven right, the fit is probably more important than what his 40 is or, you know, his height and weight.
No doubt.
Obviously, he's proven to be productive, and if it's a guy that works perfectly with what Arthur Smith and the Steelers want to do, that's even more important.
We know Arthur Smith loves to run the pitch play. Caleb Johnson, you're going to be seeing a ton of it. They're going to be tossing it out to him and probably running the opposite side of Broderick Jones, potentially. Hopefully not. Wide receiver and safety. Where are the additions? Are there additions made during camp? Is Robert Woods the wide receiver 3? Is Juan Thornhill seriously the second safety next to Deshaun Elliott? I want to see additions there, and they have $20 million to play with. I would be surprised if they sit on their hands and don't spend half of that. And number 5, Jalen Ramsey. Where does he play? Nick Faribault doesn't seem to think that it's going to be a safety and a base defense, but they're going to move him around. He'll probably play some nickel. What do you do with Ramsey? Like, how often does he play in the slot? Where do they factor in Jalen Ramsey, and do they move Darius Slay around? Like, do they play Slay Summit inside, Ramsey outside? They do have some versatile guys, but I do wonder with whatever Thornhill's going to be, how do they eliminate? And I mean, they could just hide Juan Thornhill 20 yards off the ball and try to prevent deep plays. Like, one thing that they were good at, is they always had a man back there, was preventing those, like, 40-yard bombs over the top against them. They've done well at that, but at the same time, teams have nickeled and dimed them, and has just taken long drives that wear out the defense to the point where they're tired and T.J. Watt is tapping out off the field late in the game, or they're just calling him out to put Herbig in, or remember the Anthony Chickalos of the world and Melvin Ingram, whatever. I do think with Jack Sawyer and Nick Herbig, it's the best depth that the outside edge rushers have had in a very long time. But where does Ramsey play? And as an honorable mention, Joey Porter Jr. and Keanu Benton. I want to see them take next steps at training camp. Like, these are big years for both of those players. Especially for JPJ. Two veterans that hopefully can help mold his game. Plus Keanu Benton on the defensive line. Like, they drafted Derek Harmon. It's going to be Harmon, Benton, and Hayward. This is the year for Benton to take a significant step up. And if he doesn't, he's going to be in the same category as Broderick Jones. They need their young players who they've drafted in those first three rounds to take big steps this year, especially the ones that are going to define the first 5 years of the Omar Khan era. And we're going to find out over the next year, plus, especially this year, with Benton and Broderick Jones already with years under their belt, this has to be the big year that they step up. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can also chime in on the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've heard from a lot of people as well on the fan hotline. And the fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco. All delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sean, there's a caller on hold. And you know what? This caller has come at me before. And this caller has said some things on the YouTube comments that I saw today that were very friendly of me. Should we hear from the caller? I'm very risky to do this.
Yes.
I'm very risky to do this.
This makes for great radio, okay?
The barber, you get your chance to chime in. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Limits, man. I'm telling you, great show today, man. I really think that Pomp and Joe stifle your talent. I really do. I think you're great. And just wanted to put an offer out to you and your wiffle ball team. Yeah, we the men on the PM YouTube channel, we would like to play you in a friendly game. We'd like to offer, you know, to let you see our talent and you play us. Winner takes all.
What would the winner win, Johnny?
I don't know. We'd have to come up with something. Something appropriate, of course.
I would be interested in that.
If you're interested, you let me know. You know how to get a hold of me. The barber's easy to get a hold of. But we look forward to hearing from you.
Who would Barber Football Focus project to win that game? Does Barber Football Focus steer in other directions outside of football?
We only do football.
Just football.
Only do football. I'd love to let you see the stats, but it's only available for high-level executives and owners, so you'll never get to see it.
Anything else?
Ohio.
Thank you, Johnny. That did not take a turn for a worse, like I potentially feared.
Are you going to make that happen?
I'll play the Barbers with a ball team, yeah.
Now, will Callis be involved?
I think Callis should broadcast the game.
Well, he's proven capable of it.
What a call he had last night. Like, seriously, that was a really good call. Now, he maybe needed to turn himself down a little bit, as I think he was running the board.
Yeah, overmodulated a bit.
A little loud. Here's a turn your radio down notice for Callis' call last night, but it was really good. From the NWLA tournament, where he was broadcasting in a tournament that I've actually played in before. My buddies at South Hills Wiffle, one of the leagues that I play in, was a part of it, and they did really well. This was Callis' call.
It's gone! Circle City Wiffle going to the championship!
And they ended up winning it all.
So if I was broadcasting the Super Bowl and a game-winning touchdown was scored in overtime, I don't think I would be that loud.
Harry's just soaking up the vibes.
That's why he was so tired today, because apparently he used all of his energy
All of his might on broadcasting the Wiffle Ball Championship. So shout out to Jake Davey and everybody that set up the NWA tournament at North Strabane Park. They will be back in 2 years. Next year's tournament's in St. Louis. All right, 412-928-9370. If you would like to chime in and join in on the conversation, I have a couple of things that I'd like to add at the end about what I did this weekend that was really cool. I'm going to tweet this out as well. I haven't got a chance to do that yet. And we'll be able to hear from you at the very end of the show as well. 50-minute mark, we're fastly approaching it. It's brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Sean has a headline. We have a message from Bob when we return from this intermission on Pump and Joe. Austin Beck told your friend City Limits from behind the glass into the big chair in for Bob and Joe. What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mostly sunny today and a high of 81. That's Jesse James, and that's your Fan Weather. So, Sean, I have a bone to pick with some people that went to the Pirate game on Saturday.
Oh, boy. So I know where this is going.
You know where this is going.
So you were one of those people that
was at the
game.
I was one of those people. So, I was at the game. I heard that the line's beginning at like 1:30. A friend of mine texted me and said, "You better get down here." Like, why? The game's at 6:40. The lines are already across the bridge to get this Mac Miller bobblehead, which I think was a cool promotion. It was a good idea for the Pirates. There were a ton of Mac Miller t-shirts. There was a Mac Miller commemorative sign that people were signing. It was really cool. It was well done. Except for one thing that really irritated me. So I went with my sisters and a good friend of mine, Nick Pouch. He's been mentioned on the show before. And they all wanted, more so than me, the Mac Miller bobblehead. Like, I thought it'd be cool to have and, you know, put in the basement, and it played Knock Knock, which is cool. There's one thing that annoys me more than anything. The people that go to the game, that go to bobblehead games, they get there significantly early. They stand in the line, and they have like 7 or 10 tickets, and they present it, and they're like, hey, I have 10 tickets to the people when you just walk in to scan the tickets for entry. I have 10 tickets. I get 10 bobbleheads. So you see people with just a huge bag that they'll stuff all these bobbleheads in, like 7 or 8 or 9. And I saw these people. They had all these bobbleheads for like 1 or 2 people because they bought 10 tickets. And immediately you saw them up on eBay. You saw them anywhere you can get them, Facebook Marketplace. $200 these things were selling for, Sean. But what annoys me even more than those people are the people who walk to the gate, stand in the line for as long as they have with all their tickets. They walk in, they get their bobblehead, and they immediately leave.
I thought they'd at least stay till like the third inning.
They immediately leave. And there were multiple people doing that. I saw somebody in a Royals jersey that walked away with like 4 bobbleheads while I'm in the line waiting. I missed the bobblehead by about 30 people. I was more so mad that my sisters and my friend didn't get a chance to get one.
Now, were you to blame? Was there some person that held up the group and everyone else was ready? Or
Like we got down there at, I'd like to say about 3:30. Maybe a little bit later than that. Maybe like 4. I think it was like 4:15 we ended up getting in the line. And we were
Still ridiculously early typically for a game.
So I went to the right field gate and we were in a spot where I was like, all right, I think we have a chance. I think we have a chance to be able to get them, but ultimately did not end up being the case. But that just annoys me, man. The people that get like, you know, a large amount of them because they just buy all these tickets, and why that's allowed, I don't know. It should be, now look, if you buy one extra ticket and like, let's say like your dad can't go or you know, you want to get one for your kid or something like that, and they can't go to the game or there's a prior commitment or something, and you buy like one additional ticket, okay, that's fine. Like, a buddy sends you a ticket, sure. Maybe 2. Like, you get 2 extra. I'm fine with that. That just seems wrong to me, man. Especially you're going and selling them on eBay already for like $200. I just don't think that's right. That's a big pet peeve for me.
Trying to turn a profit, and those people will make a profit on it.
I'd also like to give a shout out and a thank you to Steel City Galleries. They hosted a Chuck in Uniontown Day. Don, who runs it up there, does an incredible job. He had a Chuck in Uniontown Day where some people came and visited Chuck. I went and met Chuck in person for the first time, talked baseball with Chuck for 2 hours, got a picture with Chuck. He knows more baseball than I ever will by far. He is just a wealth of knowledge, a great person. And I hope more honorees can be out. I hope more recognition can be given to Chuck. Mackey did a really good job with the story that he wrote when Jason went and talked to Chuck. And it was awesome for Don to host this event. And I went up there and talked to him and talked to Don. And I'm very happy to see Chuck highlighted for the incredible Pirate fan, the committed Pirate fan that he is.
Does he call you Limits?
What's he calls me AB.
I started calling you that and it didn't catch
Honestly,
on.
Honestly, I like being called AB more than I like being called Limits.
Mr. Big Chest.
Not AB. My family called me AB growing up. So thanks to everybody that tuned in for today's Pomp and Joe and for Noah Hiles and Nick Faribault for joining, and especially Sean Myers behind the glass producing. Pomp and Joe will roll along tomorrow, but the PM team.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.